Monday, May 20th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our evening prayer hymn. Mother of holy hope and love everlasting, O pray for us. At the dawning of time I was known by the Lord, and his command he gave to me. He chose the land where I should establish my tent. Mother of holy hope and of love everlasting, O pray for us. In the city of God he has given me rest, and my body he placed therein. Forever shall I rule the city of God. O Mother of holy hope and of love everlasting, O pray for us. As a tree that is planted beside flowing streams, the seed are strong, lifted on high, so I took root in the holy people of God. Mother of holy hope and of love everlasting, O pray for us. As the odor of spice or the fragrance of balm or choicest myrrh is my perfume, as fragrant incense I lift my praise to the Lord. Mother of holy hope and of love everlasting, O pray for us. Come to me, all you who yearn to be filled with my fruits, and I will yet hunger for more. For all who try me will find my memory sweet. Mother of holy hope and of love everlasting, O pray for us. Of a virgin was born Jesus, Lord, whom we pray. Glory and praise be to his name. May every age call his mother holy and blessed. Mother of holy hope and of love everlasting, O pray for us. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. Psalm 123. To you have I lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens. My eyes, like the eyes of a slave on the hand of their lords, like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress, so our eyes are on the Lord our God till he show us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the rich and the proud man's disdain. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father in heaven, we lift our eyes to you and pray. Confound the scorn of the proud, and graciously show us your mercy. Repeating the antiphon, our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. And second antiphon, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song, if the Lord had not been on our side when men rose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled. Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrent gone over us, over our heads would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life like a bird has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord Jesus, you foretold that your disciples would be despised on account of your name, but that not a hair of their heads is ever forgotten. In times of persecution, defend and revive us by the power and comfort of the Holy Spirit, so that we can be free from our enemies and praise your saving help. Repeating the antiphon. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And a third antiphon. God chose us in his Son to be adopted children. Ephesians chapter 1. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. And a reading is from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 5. When the designated time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to deliver from the law those who were subjected to it, so that we might receive our status as adopted sons. And the responsory, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. The Lord is with you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the Antiphon. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, for your grace, for your great faith. All that the Lord promised you will come to pass through you. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, he has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the Antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, for your great faith. All that the Lord promised you will come to pass through you. In our intercessions, let us praise God, our Almighty Father, who wished that Mary, his Son's mother, be celebrated by each generation. Now, indeed, we ask, Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. O God, worker of miracles, you made the Immaculate Virgin Mary share body and soul in your Son's glory in heaven. Direct the hearts of your children to that same glory. Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. You made Mary our mother. Through her intercession, grant strength to the weak, comfort to the sorrowing, pardon to sinners, salvation and peace to all. Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. You made Mary full of grace, grant all men the joyful abundance of your grace. Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. Make your church of one mind and one heart in love, and help all those who believe to be one in prayer with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. You crowned Mary, Queen of Heaven. May all the dead rejoice in your kingdom with the saints forever. Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Lord God, give to your people the joy of continual health in mind and body. With the prayers of the Virgin Mary to help us, guide us through the sorrows of this life to eternal happiness in the life to come. Grant us through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.